class. We're going to start with class time. We're holding by page 1 of the day 11. Okay.
So podcasting on JerusalemCast.com.
Generally, a person who speaks Lashon Hara does so from a smug and haughty perspective. Such a person, says Chavetz Chaim, shows himself to be conceited. Because by speaking as he does, he apparently sees himself faultless. When one person speaks Lashon Hara, it must be he sees, I'm faultless. If he were truly aware of his own fault, he would be reluctant to speak badly of others. Because perhaps his own faults are even greater. Right? I know I also have faults. I wouldn't sit there speaking Lashon Hara about people so fast. Perhaps I know I have my own things to work on. I wouldn't start saying this guy does this, that guy does that. If I know I have my own faults, I wouldn't speak about other people so fast. And therefore, one who speaks Lashon Hara in a conceited way violates the command of Yishamer Lecha, Pen Tishkach et Hashem Elokecha. Be careful lest you forget Hashem your God, which prohibits us from acting arrogantly. Arrogance has a particularly severe consequence because it is singled out as a trait which has some especially distinct. Chavetz Chaim adds, the speaker of Lashon Hara raises his own stature in people's eyes by degrading his victim. His offense is even more severe. Well, so first here's another, when someone speaks Lashon Hara, they're doing it out of haughtiness, of putting the other person down, then they violate the negative commandment which says, be careful lest you forget Hashem your God, which you're referring to being arrogant and haughty. Chavetz Chaim identifies another sin that one commits when speaking Lashon Hara. And although transgressing any Torah prohibition is serious, this transgression goes to the heart of a Jew's purpose in this world, which is to serve Hashem and bring the rest of the world to recognize Hashem's greatness. The Torah warns us, "Lo techallelu et Shem Kodshi," you shall not desecrate my holy name. At all times, a Jew must be on guard that his words or behavior not constitute a chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name. How is Lashon Hara a chilul Hashem? Chavetz Chaim explains, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it is not because he's lured by any physical enjoyment. Rather than succumbing to earthly temptation, he's merely casting off the restraints of Hashem's Torah. So as if he's making a statement, I understand that Hashem commanded me to refrain from Lashon Hara, but according to my own priorities, it's not just that important. Here is a mortal human being asserting his own priorities over those of the master of the universe. He basks in his own glory when he should be humbling himself. He desecrates Hashem's name when he should be sanctifying it. It is crystal clear that when a person follows this path, he negates his mission as a Jew in this world. Well,
fine. I think the Rabbi Seifer, the Shabbat, I think not so much from Chav, or maybe in Love Your Neighbor. He brings down and he says, you know, a person speaks, you do one of three reasons. The Chatham Chai brings it out from a pasuk. The state of the Heres, a Sapakas, where the Heres, I'm not sure exactly. So he says, Sehez, he said, you, why does he speak like Lashon Hara? Because he wants to put himself up, but he can't put himself up because he's not. So he puts the other guy down, so then he goes more up.
And he's the other person a stepping stone.
Right. And then it's a pocket, it's everybody around him is speaking like the Lord. So he wants to be
equal with everybody
else. To grow with the rest of the country. And the Harris, he wants to justify his things, wants to clarify it. And why he did such and such to this person. So he says, well, you know why? Because he's such and such.
Very nice. Well, okay, Baruch Hashem. Last week in Pirkei Avos, the last Mishnah says, what does Ben Hehe say? And Hehe said, L'fum tzara agu. Right? He said, according to the amount of tzar, a pain a person has, they put in the effort, they put into serving Hashem, that's how great the reward is. Right? Chazal said, it's better one time the tzar than 100 times the outpain. If a person can sit and learn in an air conditioning room, it's nice, but if a person learns without the air conditioning, it's half, it's 100 times more. So if we feel like I wasted 100 days of my life, so now I can make up for 100 days learning even though it's hard.
What's so like 5 minutes?
It's 5 minutes.
Well, the furnace, 5 minutes.
What we put on the heat, usually? Jack it up to a
house. This is we think this is hot.
Right.
If you were in a cattle car and going from Warsaw to Auschwitz, we think it's very hot.
In the summer.
Huh?
In the summer.
Yeah, but maybe that Bilbo was small to think of that. Whatever. Make it a chew out of it. Says, we don't know what hungry means. The better ones, they're very fine. They're
how do you guarantee this?
They're spoiled.
So let's take the Gemara.
That's our avodah.
The Parashah happens to be cool down a little bit here so far. Cool down. No, the priest started coming in a little bit. Shem's helping us. We keep on pushing. Earlier this morning, hot. It's just not today. Their English is also broken. It's not going to help today. They
just went out.
They fixed it.
How can they just turn this one on to?
No, last shot.
Where are we holding?
Okay. So Hashem wants, for whatever reason, this room and the next room, no matter how many times they fix it, it's broken. This room and the next room, they try to fix it, it's messed
what
up.
I heard is that building's going to have power.
That's not, there's too much power. That thing is 24 horsepower. This meant the people who made the machine, it's a mistake how they built the thing. This room and the next room, they can't get, what's it called? There's tons of power going to that room, it doesn't, it's not enough. It's enough for the whole floor. But the mice, it's broken, they can't get it to come to here and here. They try to fix it a few times. Whatever.
I heard also just recently that older people, you see a lot of people aren't able to walk. A lot of older people have problems walking. And they attributed that when they were younger, there's even a Bahor like that, that says that, and they attributed to the air conditioning.
What is that? I don't know. Fun. But
that's
Shem
a new
fun.
Study that came out.
Well, let's see the Gemara now. Shem, everything's the food tire agro. The harder it's harder, but it's gonna get more reward. Fun. Let's see, let's start the Gemara now.
Where rolling
down
holding?
The Makos Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're gonna start again from Tana Rabbanan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 lines on the top. Let's start from Tana Rabbanan, 14 lines on the top.
7 D.
7 B.
Tana Rabbanan. In Bethesda, if it happened when you were close. Again, we're talking about a case where Mr. Reuben was climbing up the ladder and he fell down and he mistakenly fell down and killed Shimon. So there's only a very specific case where we say that you are, you go to Golos. In this specific case, what's the scenario? In Bethesda, if it happened when you were close, like right away, suddenly, which Rashi seems to interpret, Rashi brings from Targum, then it means you were close. Right, Rashi says it means petah means close. When it says suddenly in the Torah, it means that he was close to you. Meaning, if he was, let's say, right under the ladder, and then he fell on him, so that you kill the person by mistake, you go to Golos. Prat an exclusion of Karen Zubs, if you turn the corner, if the person wasn't so close to you, and you were holding a knife out, Mr. Ruin is walking with a knife, he's selling knives, so somehow he turned the corner and hit a guy, stabbed the guy. Then you don't go to Golos. If you're walking up a ladder, you fell. If you're walking down the ladder, you fell on the guy. That's if you were close to him. That's your shogeg. That's you go to Golos. But if you turn the corner, there's no Golos. That's halacha. Now the question is why? Why is it Rabbi Yisrael? Why is it no Golos when I turn the corner? How do you understand?
Who turned the corner? The person with
the knife. The person with the knife turned the corner.
You took her over the basin.
So you want to say?
Yeah, it seems obvious. You walk down the street with a knife sticking out.
Come to Rabbi Yisrael.
It depends.
Oh, how do you want to say?
Says
so you already getting past
the guy sees him coming. The guy sees the guy with the knife coming. Then he's carved the line. It's not carved the line. Because the guy's son.
Oh, so there is already a big difference. Go to Rabbi Yisrael.
Wait, it's a person who's. The guy who got stabbed.
If he sees the guy coming with the knife, it's his negligence. Not the other guy. That's the Ritva says.
Right.
And actually, it's a car of lane, it's not a car of
lane. But if he didn't see him,
if he didn't see him, you're right.
It's a car of lane. So, in a normal case we're talking about, you couldn't see. In a normal case, you can't see. Now, then you're right. Rabbi Hanan says it's a car of lane.
I mean, if you have a situation where you have warning signs and it's blocked and it goes around it and ignores the warning signs.
That's true.
That is
his fault.
Exactly.
Right. The guy.
Car of amazing.
No.
There's warning signs.
If there's warning signs.
And he jumped. And he jumped.
No, the warning signs for the other guy. His
no,
warning
no,
signs
for the other guy.
Warning signs.
The other guy's
talking about that whole head. Let's say the guy who dumped the kid.
Right. Let's say a big sign.
The train.
The work area.
The train. There's a train coming. They put down that lock song.
Right.
And there's a light shining.
The
bell ringing.
Through.
And the guy. And so the train is in. Is
right.
Is about the.
You walk into a work area.
Right, if the thing didn't come down and the guy didn't see, then it's a car of the mitzvah by the train.
Huh. If he could stop, a lot of times the train's catching.
The train is changing the whole thing.
Right, unless the guy walked down a work site, right?
The guy's walking with a knife.
If
he sees him, then he's a car. He becomes a car of lawness. If he doesn't see him, he's a car of the It's interesting that the guy that got stabbed can change his status.
Yeah, right.
That's interesting. That Rabbeinu Tananel and Ritva bring up a different case based on the guy what he saw. The guy who got stabbed.
Right. You said what's the case
that
we
changes? Yeah.
That changes the whole entire thing.
That changes the guy who killed the murderer. Yeah.
That's why I brought up the whole issue of if there are barriers and he went around it. It's like he has to pay attention in certain situations. If he doesn't, he's responsible.
Because there
is a big problem with walking the street with a knife. Actually, just because someone saw you walking with a knife, I thought he saw me.
No, but
just
if
you were an amazing. You'd intentionally kill a guy. So you're not going
to
be carved.
Yeah,
of course, carved out in the maze. I mean,
nothing happens.
Because
we can't do anything. We're not going to put you in college.
Isn't an alleyway considered to be in a certain situation like a workplace where it's, you just don't enter it?
That's the yard where they both have any shoes to go. But if you don't have, but if putting up barriers, that's you don't have any shoes to go in there.
Right, so anyway.
So therefore, that wouldn't be a plot. That's a different case altogether, no?
Right, we'll see you soon in the war, right? Anyway, truth, right, you're right. Anyway, if you don't belong here, anyway, you don't. It's not as. That's the case, the cargo on is basically. If you shouldn't have been here, and you didn't belong on my property, like when the ceiling bar is doing, then it's not mine, then I'm off the hook because of cargo on it. That's going to be the Mars case then. Fine. So right now, say, if I turn the corner, so it's true it was a mistake, so even if people warned you, we're not going to kill you for it, because you killed someone by mistake, because you turned the corner. But we're not so innocent. We're not going to let you to go to Gaulis to get your kafara. You got to do a lot more tshuva than that. Going to Gaulis is not enough for you. You got to get a lot bigger punishment than that for killing somebody.
So
Hashem has to take care of
you. You're not going to be killed.
And you're not
going
to go to
Gaulis.
They should go to the fields, do 6 hours, a lot of times maybe. You have to do your own tshuva. You're not worthy enough to go to Gaulis, that's your kafara. But we can't kill you. You're going to have to take it up with Hashem. You got to do your own tshuva. It's hard. In a way, it's better when you prescribe the tshuva. It's much better because Chazal told me, Hashem told me, your prescription for your avera is A, B, to go to Gaulis. Finished. And that's why I do tshuva. Yeah, this guy, you got to go figure out your own prescription. You got to dom.
Can the victim's relatives go after him?
So that's really, we're going to get to it later.
That's only if the Beis Din makes him a chayev.
Right.
You have to get him stuck from the Beis Din.
Right.
Whether he's considered a murderer. And off the Iri Miklah. Until they have it, I don't think they have rights.
That seems like you can't come. Fine, we're going to get to that later. But
there's a case that was here just a few weeks ago. There was a car crash, and the guy was driving negligent. And even the policeman let him off just before that. I told him, next time, but did you drive safely? He did drive, and he had an accident. One guy's still in the temple in Watts, I think, which is a neighbor up by us. And he killed one guy, the driver. He got a bocher. And he's really freaked out. He said he's running around saying I killed somebody. I mean, it's true. We talk about it with Cohen and Mosso.
Right, okay, we'll get to it. Let's just stay on this topic over here. Fine. So, the probably carrying dumb. It's fine. They say if you do tshuva, it's fine. If you do tshuva, you can do good. If you did tshuva on it. If you do tshuva, you can do it again. They talk about it. Don't talk about it. If you kill the shaggy, you did tshuva. The Paiskim, you look up the Paiskim in the Halacha, where you're talking in Berchus Kehanim.
Yes.
Look up the Paiskim. In Halacha, Berchus Kehanim. In Shabura, you see, you look up the Piskei Tshuva. I remember the Piskei Tshuva. If you can do tshuva, it's okay. Do a Kedduchen again. He's trying to do tshuva. He's not like any. Sure, he was an intentional murderer.
Yeah.
Fine.
I know about Cohen during the 40s. He worked in a project for an ISIS government. He didn't know what it was about, but he was an engineer. It was a Manhattan Project. And when he found out what was done with Manhattan Project, after that, he couldn't permit himself to go on the Dukhan anymore.
He couldn't do what?
He wasn't able to go up on the Dukhan anymore. You know what Manhattan Project was?
The
Prahaja built the bombs that fell on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. When he realized what he was involved with, He was not able to run the call anymore for his life.
Well, that's war. It wasn't direct. He wasn't the pilot. He wasn't the guy who pulled who the bomb.
But he helped build the bomb.
A lot of Jews were on that.
Yeah. And he realized also from inside information that it wasn't necessary to bomb the city. Japan had already come to surrender.
I don't know. They weren't in Japan.
Yeah, fine. Let's stay in.
Let's not get into that.
No, but that's why
if you understand the history, you'll understand what he's why.
Well, they made a festival. They gave it up. They figured there'd be war going for another half a year, and there'd be 100,000 Americans killed.
No, no.
That's what I heard.
No, it's different. It's different. It's not the way. Anyhow, but
we'll
so he knew that, and then he couldn't let himself do it anymore.
I mean, that's why, because he knew everything behind it.
Okay, fine. Let's get into the Gemara. Fine. So, probably kind of does. Belay Eva. What does it mean without getting hate? The only time you go to Golas is if you kill someone and you didn't hate him. Let's say you hated the guy. Reuben was walking up the ladder, and the guy under the ladder, Mr. Shimon, happened to be his arch enemy since they were babies, right? And he fell. And mistakenly, I fell on him. My ladder was shaking. Mistakenly, I fell on my arch enemy. What's the halacha? No Golas for you. You only go to Golas if you kill the guy you didn't hate. So if you hated the guy, we suspect that you shook the ladder or something. You made sure you tried to pull on him on purpose.
Sign is
like a yeah, something like that.
What's the nafkamina?
What was the nafkamina? Yeah?
Those words.
What's the difference between the Lashon?
What's
Ava, what's Soden?
No, so we're saying below Ava, the Pasuk says you didn't hate the guy. The Gemara is explaining prat the exclusion of a Soden if you did hate him. Meaning, prior to the story saying you didn't hate the guy who you killed, then you go to Golas. Prior to the exclusion of the son, if you did hate him, we don't give you Golas because we're afraid that you did it on purpose.
No, what's the difference between
I don't know. Hadafa, you pushed it.
Should malice. It's like,
Is that interesting?
A sign that has Ava.
Right, a sign that has hate
so
in him.
So it says the Lord Ava, you didn't have. Right.
It's proper enemy, right? Ava means you weren't upset at him, you weren't angry at him, right?
Prat
exclusion, Lasson, if you hated him, he was the enemy. I don't know exactly how much enemy.
Yeah, you have to be an enemy that you wanted to kill him.
People have to know about it, otherwise, he's not there to tell.
As he's some level enemy.
Fighting every weekend about whose yard it is and where who's annoyed at him, used to hit him. No.
Yeah, probably some level. I don't know.
The guy's dead now, nobody knows that.
Yeah, I see a certain level of hate. Not that you've got a small argument with
it. It's invisible now.
That's what Rebbe says, it's invisible. They were arguing on the property lines. That's what Rebbe says.
I think, no. If the guy's dead, how do I know they hit him?
Yeah, obviously.
They come out from the grave and say, this guy hit him, he's a sign.
It has to be known someone.
Knew or somebody knew.
Yeah, it has to be known a little bit. I don't know. It's a good question. How much? I don't know.
Who has to know about it? You say the family has to know
people
about it?
People, best thing.
There's an agent here. They were aided. Was aided in this situation? Isn't that the counts when these two guys come to Bundok? They weren't aiding. Talk to the Rashi.
We'll have to figure it out. Best we'll look into the story. Fine. Let's go to the next.
How could there be aided for an accident like Paul?
Well, it could be aiding, but the question is, what could they aid in?
Right. No aid this year. The guy fell by mistake. Fine. Let's say normal cases, edge. Pasha should have it by itself. Fine, hands off,
bud. Where are you on my line and starting?
Which line am I?
Yes.
I'm on 1, 2.
Isn't there a show in Vienna?
I don't think he came back.
Did he come back?
He's back.
He's back?
His wife went, he went with his
fine,
wife.
Fine, let's go. Let's try the learning. Let's stick in the state of the learning.
Sorry.
Stop it, everybody. We're holding. Hello, everybody. Let's stay in the learning. Okay, there's no shear.
There's
no shear.
The drawer will give a shear usually. The window doesn't be open. We just go with the more please.
Trying.
It's possible.
Baisak. Fine. So we said, that you pushed him with your body. Meaning, if you actually killed the guy with your body, it might seem that it was on purpose. You actually killed a guy with your body. It's not you dropped something on his head. You like knocked it with your body. You fell with the ladder with your own body. Usually, right, let's say you bumped into, you walked into a guy, you hit his in the head. Usually it would seem that if you hit like your body, hit his body, it seemed like it was more like it was on purpose. Still, if you say it was by mistake, we believe you could go to Ari Mikla.
You were talking about the case also of the person falls from the ladder.
Even for the ladder.
Because I mean, if you fall from the ladder, you can get messed up yourself if you use your body.
Now, going to that case, even a different type of case where you hit him with your body, you ran into the guy, poof. So he's saying it couldn't have been a mistake. You ran into the guy 100 miles an hour and you smashed him in the head, right? It probably wasn't a mistake. We're saying no. It's still possible there's a mistake.
Depends on the driver. It's weird.
Depends on the driver. But let's say I'm driving myself and I'm running very fast and I hit a guy. The guy goes flying, hit an old man. Chas jumps over, knocks down the old man, and he dies. So you might say, well, if it was with your body, it was probably on purpose. We don't say that. You could still claim that it was a mistake, even if you actually hit him with your own body. Even though it's less probable, we believe you. Yeah, basically, you got this case. It's a good case. Even if you kill a guy with your body, we still believe you was a mistake. Let's say I'm running and I hit a guy. Running 100 miles an hour, I hit a guy, an old man, falls down and he dies. So maybe you just say, you did it with your own body, it's not a mistake. No, we still believe it's an accident. That's what the Torah tells me. The Torah also says the words, or you threw on him. What's that coming to include? Lahavi to include, you read the Shehu Tzarech Aliyah. If you're going down, in order to go up, you still go to Gaul. We had a Gemara earlier that said, wow, when do you go to Gaul? What's our home Mishnah? You only go to Gaul when you're on the way down. But what about when I'm on the way down to go up? Why? So I'm sitting here with my axe, and I want to be able to swing. I go down to go up, so I want to get I need to swing my axe back down. So I'm going down in order to go up.
I went down. Down to go up, not to go down. So basically, it's like...
Up.
It's like there's a nail in the ceiling that you need to bend in.
Oh, no, so the ratchet is not. Ratchet is something on the floor. Ratchet
something down?
Yeah, ratchet is down also. But mine said when I'm taking my swing... right now, my action, I'm trying to get it up.
There's people like this, is swinging it down and then bring it back.
Generally speaking.
Like he was going golfing, The guy's golfing, going like that to go like that. He went back, he went forth. The guy's golfing, or baseball. He's going that to swing.
But.
It's a little different.
When you swing an axe, and you're dropping it down to go up, the part you go down is very slow and very short. The possibility of the head flying off and killing somebody is below zero.
Fine, let's say that happens.
If it falls, it'll fall to the ground. Or on your foot.
When they hammer at a spike, they touch it, and then they go, damn. They touch it, and then they go, down. They hammer the spikes for dynamite. And the rocks and stuff. Or you nail it like this.
But anyway, the Gemara has a case where you killed him. I don't know what happened. He hit pretty light. You hit him right in the neck, and he blew the wind out of him. He died. Sure.
You were a roofer.
Not yet.
So when they nail, you start the nail with a little bit of downward, then you whack it. You start the nail a little down, then you whack it. Right. So it's a downward motion before you're driving the nail.
Right.
Fine.
And bullet.
He's an elephant.
Huh?
Yeah, an elephant.
And bullet.
Awesome. Put it on the nail. Is it like you shoot
from
fire or
only?
Fine. So, Adam, fine. That's the worst case. The worst case is that you're going down to go. Oh, Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
The light. Fine. Fine. So what do we say now? It's when I tripped. There's a problem with the air conditioner. Probably would have gotten electric. It keeps going off. Fine. Let's try to say this. So Ayishah Lavla, how do you read the Shitzar Khalid? We're including a case where you went down in order to go back up. So if it's that's considered going up, what should be the halacha? You hit a guy on the way up. What's up?
From Gaulis.
There's no Gaulis. Right. So if I went down in order to go up, maybe you would view this as I'm really going up. Since the whole purpose of my going down is to go up, so maybe it's considered going up. Kamashwan, it's not considered going up. It's considered going down, you still could get Gaulis. Even if you went down to go up, so you read the Latarik Aliyah, if I went down to go up, it's still considered going down. It's not considered going up. That's what Shemara is saying.
And you get Gauss.
You could get Gauss. And you could get Gauss. Good. I read the Shitzar Chalim. For Light Zia, we said you didn't trap the person. Frat, we're excluding the case of Meskav and Letzadzeh. I was trying to throw a ball this way. But Halch Letzadzeh, I went the other way. I took a ball. I was trying to throw it this way. It slipped out of my hand and I went the wrong way and hit a guy in the head and killed him. I tried to throw and it was slipped out of my hand and went backwards. had a hard ball trying to, you know, slipped and went the wrong way, went behind the opposite way, the opposite direction. So that's being it did not go to the side that I wanted. So problem is it's excluding if you threw it to this side and it went to another side, then you're potter. You know, quite close. That's called less than a shugging. It's almost like an onus, that case. Right? In shugging, there's three types of shugging. You have a regular shugging, the mistake. You have a mistake which is much closer to a mason, like that you like did it on purpose, negligence. And then you have the case where it's almost an onus, like almost it was much closer to like an impossible scenario. So, over here, we say it was out of your control. You tried to throw a ball this way, it slipped out of my hand that way. That's all. I'm off the hook. Oh, but I sure like saw that you didn't trap the guy. Also, Prat limit is hard to exclude why. Lemiskavin Lizrik Shtayim Mizarak Arba. Someone who intended to throw something 2 amas and it flew 4 amas, or Ashton, or any amount. Not only 2 4 amas, where Ashton, let's say, he wanted to throw 4 feet and it went, let's say, 4 amas and it went 8 amas. So it went much farther than I wanted to throw. I was trying to throw it a certain amount, right? It went much farther than I planned. And then it went to kill somebody. There also, what's the halacha? There also, you don't go to Galus. And why don't you go to Galus? What's right? You don't go to Galus over there? Karv Lameizer. Karv Lameizer or Karv Lainus?
Onus,
it's what Karv Lainus? It sounds like it's Karv Lainus.
That wasn't your intention.
Nachon. The Rambam learns that in every case of this price, they're all Karv Lameizer, but what's right? We're going to learn it's Karv Lainus. Good? Fine. Let's see some Rashi here. Let's see Rashi. Which really reviewed this Gemara. We saw this Gemara really on the Monday. We'll see the Rashi again. So let's see Rashi. We're holding by the third line in Rashi. The third line. The Thessa, we said, the Torah says you hit him immediately, right away when he was close. Prior to the exclusion of a scenario like Karen Zavis, which you were on the corner, you turn the corner and kill the guy, there's no colors. There's no gullet. If you turn the corner, there's no gullet.
Why is that?
What? That way the shayla. Somebody's trying to say karvla aynis, some say karvla mazes. You wanted to say it's karvla. What the hell do you want to learn? Karvla mazes or karvla aynis? You turn the corner, I'm standing with a knife and I turn the corner.
No, well, he was Yosef now. We didn't have the shayla.
That's a different scenario. He's talking about a scenario where I could see him, but in a scenario I couldn't see him. I turned the corner. That's amazing, Carl. Amazing.
Because you shouldn't be walking with a knife like that.
Yeah, so that's the Rambam says. You're closer to being negligent than to being, you know, innocent. And the guy turned the corner with a knife sticking out. It was true you killed the president by mistake. It was closer to a negligence than closer to a mistake. So therefore, you don't get gullus. Good. What did Rashi say? Shalosha peta. What's the word? What's the word? You peta. Right away, you kill the guy. Who besamach means close. For them tagim, like tagim says, takif like tekef, tekef like right away. Prat lekaren zav to exclude the kids of zera karen zav a corner, which means Rashi. What's the story? Imai zay yaseh mabu zay. This person came out of this alleyway. Ruvay came out of this alleyway. Menichlas also he entered the next alleyway. Lefan is to turn the yamin to the right, or the small to the left. This akina b'yada with a knife in his hand. Then this person, Mr. Shimon, came opposite him, the Karen Zavis, on the corner. Well, we didn't see him. Why we killed him? So we said there's no gun. And we said the Pasuk says, Hadafa, Shadakhba, the Gufa, but like Miskavin, if you unintentionally push them with your own body, they're still gullus. But then we said, Adla Hashvalo, Lahavi Yerida to include the case of Yerida Shi Tariq Aliyah. Kagain, for example, one who wants to lift their hand with strength, the garden and like an axe or something like that, the other is in his hand. So what do you do? First you bend over your body, you bend in front of it, in order to lift it with strength, right? First you go down, in order to lift it with strength, right? You go down first in order to lift it with strength. So I was going down, the intention to lift up. So I want to hit down with power. Good? My intention going down is to give me more power to lift
going
over
up
my shoulder. And to going up. So Mahashbalah said when he was bending down, on the way down, Harad, right, like Mahashbal game, when he's lowering himself, Harik, he killed someone. So what's the chiddush? We say over here, you still get galus. And what's the chiddush? Why? Why is that a chiddush? So Rashi tells me why it's a chiddush. The Lord told me, don't tell me, don't say, Harik sits v'tzarech aliyah hi. The point of going down is for the purpose of going up. Patur migalus, you patur migalus, the Hark Sitka says v'yafel. We learned earlier, the Pasuk said, you would be going down. So don't tell me in this case that it's considered you were going up. Right? Since the whole purpose of going down is to go up, you might think this is going up. And the going up was talacha.
You put it.
Don't tell me when you went down to go up, it's, since it's for all you would think this, since it's for all for the purpose of going up, this is called going up, you put it. Yeah, but you would think since the going down is part of the action of going up, it's just to strengthen my going up. That's the whole point of the going down. You might think that's called going up. Kabbalah tells you no. That's called going down.
Going up, that's considered
dead. And it's all just going down. You're going up to go down. You're going up to gain momentum to go down. So it's still going down.
Yeah, but you're going up. That's the action. No, he's talking about the first action.
I understand. Which is going down, going up to go back down. Right. I understand. It's still ultimately
driving. Is it going up? That's
the problem. That's the problem.
No, that's
the pasuk tells me. Yeah, you're not.
I know, but what's?
I don't know. That's the pasuk. It could be pasuk is. That's the pasuk. That's the way, when we learned the mission, that's what we understood. That going up is more carbolinus. That's why you're going up. Is nachon? Fine.
We have to learn something from that.
One second.
When you're in yirida, kat adara, aliyah, be careful not to kill anybody.
Yes.
Including your own soul.
Including your own soul. On the Yerida, you're right. Be careful. Don't say, oh, I'm on Yerida, so I can do whatever I want. You're in danger. Fine. Let's say we said, well, he didn't trap the guy. What do we say? We said it's a Belotzi deal. You only go to Agalus if you did it without trapping the guy. But we're making a drusha. You didn't mean to go in this direction. If I meant to throw the ball like this and I threw it in that direction and kill someone by mistake, then I go to Galus. If it went the wrong way, then you don't go to Galus. Only if it went in the way that I intended. Now we said that we made a drush by Asher Lo Tzada. Shalon Eskavin literally could see that it was someone playing. And aiming to throw right close to me. El Lamako Shazark. Meaning like this. Meaning, what's this case? I didn't have in mind to throw it here, but I threw it here. Which means, I knew there were people here. One case is I threw it the wrong way. I tried to throw it this way, and I threw it the wrong way. Here, there's no gun, right? What about when I meant to throw it this way, but I didn't know there was anybody walking there right now? I'm throwing the ball, I'm having a catch with somebody. That is the next case. There also, you are potter. There's no gullus. Also, by Sherlock saw the problem is coming to Shine Zarek Akko. He said, also, if I meant to throw two amas and it went four amas, there also you potter. Rashi said, that's just an example. We don't really mean only the case of two amas and four amas. Also, in the case where you threw, instead of throwing four, you threw eight. There also, you're off the hook. There's no gullus. Only gullus, what I threw exactly, I was planning on throwing two amas and I threw two amas. My Baruch Hashem. So tomorrow we're really going to try to get to the next bunch of lines. Fine. Try to do at least 10-15 lines tomorrow. Fine. Shkaya. You know, try.